In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Tonight, Mother Church takes us by the hand, and we go to Bethlehem to a stable. Christmas, of course, is one of the great feasts of the Church, second only to the feast of Easter. And with Easter, both have their preparatory season. Easter with Lent, Christmas with Advent, symbolizing their greatness, their importance. And also, these are the feasts that have the remnant of night feasts left. We celebrate now most of our feasts during the daylight. But in the early centuries of the church preferred to offer her a feast at night. To be sure, some of it might be for protection in times of persecution, but also, the church always had a sense that there was something sweet about the night. There was a particular connection between our souls and spirituality and the quietude of the evening. And so, indeed, the Easter Vigil, and Christmas has the Midnight Mass. Indeed, think about Christian or religious history. So many of the religious stories did not happen at night. It was at night that the Israelites were freed from slavery in Egypt when they ate that first Passover meal. And even today, our Jewish brothers and sisters ask the young child at the table, how is tonight different from all other nights? It was at night that Jesus performed his greatest miracle before leaving this earth, by giving us the gift of the Mass, the Eucharist, in the upper room at that Last Supper. It was at night that Nicodemus came to Jesus to ask him about how it was to be born from above. It was at night that Jesus sought often lonely places to pray. It was at night on the Garden of Gethsemane when he prayed with Peter, James, and John before his arrest. And while he died during the day, we are told that the sky was darkened, as if to assimilate the night. He was raised on the third day, but it was still dark when the women came to the tomb. So is it no wonder that the night feast of the Vigil of Easter and Midnight Mass touch us deeply? Even those brothers and sisters outside of our faith are stirred. Christians that only are acquainted with a superficial sense of Christianity nevertheless are moved both blood and bone by the Midnight Mass of Christmas. And for those of us that place Christianity at the center of our lives, imitation of Christ at the center, truly, this Mass is a miracle. It is life-changing. Because, remember, it's not just recollection of Bethlehem's sacred scenes. Tonight's drama, and tonight's music, and tonight's prayers are placed in context of the Mass mystery. And what was the promise of that upper room that evening? Jesus said, whenever you break bread in this simple way, my very presence will be with you. So the presence of Jesus is with us tonight. He becomes present. And we believe that the Holy Child makes your heart and my heart his crib. That at every midnight mass, in a sense, the Christ is born in us in a new way. We might have gone to a midnight mass every year of our lives. Every year is different because we grow and we're different. And today we are to expect him to be born in our soul. So I ask you to expect something from the miracle of this Mass. We leave this Mass today facing 2025. What will it be? I'm sure it will be a combination of joy and tragedy and everything in between. But the promise of the Mass mystery is that we will face whatever we face and live what lives we live with a living Christ in our hearts. Because our heart in the mystery of the Mass become his crib. Brothers and sisters, that makes all the difference. And that is the story of Christianity. And that is the promise of Christmas.